I actually know this song.
We've either just stepped into our show or Back to the Future. I'm not sure which.
I saw Huey Lewis live on at the 50th anniversary of the Golden Gate.
Uh-huh.
And he and Tony Bennett on the same bill. There was a number of artists from the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Oh, that
that,
makes sense.
That participated.
Sitting here going, that's an interesting...
And Tony
interesting
Bennett
lineup there.
Saying he left his heart in San Francisco.
Of course. And, yeah, of course.
Huey Lewis played a number of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And right along the, it was a cold night. They had a neat fireworks display off the bridge that you could see some of because of the fog coming in.
Of course. And, it was just sort of a bright glow to the sky.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's fireworks up there somewhere.
But they had a waterfall off the bridge that was pretty spectacular with the fog coming in right along the water.
See, now, I have to say, my one experience with San Francisco was the airport.
Oh.
So, you know, I haven't really spent a great deal of time there. But it's always intrigued me.
Yeah, yeah. San Francisco is an interesting town. And they don't have the craziest drivers.
No, they don't. And neither does the state of Michigan, as we said earlier. But,
then that's a good thing.
Thank goodness.
But there's actually been a survey where they've gone through data from carinsurancecomparison.com.
Okay.
They use statistics from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the National Motorists Association, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And they ranked every state in the union and Washington, D.C. as well. So 51 rankings on the list. And Michigan came in 35th in terms of worst drivers state by state.
Or if you reverse it, we're number 15 from the best drivers in the country.
Well, it's actually 16.
Because there's 51.
Oh, so, that's true.
Yeah, so still, that's not bad.
We don't mean to get all technical on you, Roger.
Are you pointing out my lack of math skills? Is that, was that your point, Michael?
No.
No.
That's why he works here.
Yeah. Okay. If I was really trainable, I'd have a job.
Now, the interesting thing, you go down this list, and I know this by experience.
Uh-huh.
So I can attest to this. America's worst drivers, state by state, they live in Louisiana.
Yes. And when I saw this article, they had a map of the United States, and only one state is red.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that was attractive to you, but yes, that's not what they meant.
I did know that you came here via Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought you would have some firsthand experience with Louisiana drivers. Do they deserve this ranking in your mind?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt, yes.
They're well, not and, being and, overly harsh.
And part of that, too, is that, you know, amongst car insurance, if you're buying auto insurance, you know, and Michigan has a somewhat deserved, somewhat not reputation for more expensive insurance, Louisiana absolutely eclipses that. I have never paid more for car insurance.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, when I moved to Louisiana, my costs doubled.
You're kidding.
Ouch.
Seriously, they doubled. They quoted me what it was going to cost, and I was like, okay, that's funny. Now give me the real cost. So yeah, it's actually it's cheaper to insure your vehicle outside of Louisiana because they are deservedly so that bad.
Well, and it seems they rank the states on fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled,
mm-hmm,
failure to obey traffic signals,
which that happens there a lot,
and as well as seatbelt laws, drunk driving, and tickets issued for speeding and careless driving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it seems Louisiana topped out in three of those five categories.
Apparently.
And
no, but and the funny thing about traffic signals, and this is just personal experience, the city that I lived in, they actually had the red light cameras.
Oh, really?
That would, yeah, they would take your picture, whether you either if you ran the light or if you were speeding through the light, they would take your picture.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually a story that went around town that there was someone who went through the red light cameras, speeding through them, flipping off the camera as he went.
So, ooh.
That shows you right there that they don't care about those.
Pretty yeah. much. You know, it's just sort of a suggestion. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, the first place I ever heard public, we call them PSAs in the business, public service announcements, was in Boston area, literally pleading with people to stop at red lights. That red lights are not an option. When the light turns red, you're actually required by law to stop.
Imagine.
And you think that would be common sense to people, too, and that yellow isn't for to speed up and get through as quickly as possible.
Isn't that what it means? Yellow means go very fast?
Some people do.
But in Boston, people would stop, and if there wasn't any cross traffic,
they would just go?
They'd just go.
Oh, geez. Mm.
You know how we have right on red?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were making it every direction on red.
Of course.
Yeah, that's just... hazardous.
And they didn't always have the visual acuity to see if there was traffic coming.
Mm.
And so there were lots of crashes. And Boston also has lots of roundabouts. We're getting more of them in
Michigan.
Yeah,
we are getting more.
Yes.
But roundabouts there are not for the weak of heart.
Now, I will tell you this as well. Louisiana has roundabouts. They're in love with them.
Okay.
They are everywhere, and nobody knows how to drive in them. Nobody has any clue. And the other thing that I found interesting, and this is a personal story, but you know how when you're driving through here and you know, you see, oh, okay, I'm hearing sirens, there's an ambulance coming, you kind of try and get over to the side if you can, let it go by and that
and
sort
stop.
Of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Louisiana, they don't do that.
Really?
That you hear the sirens and people go, well, I still got to drive this way. They're just going to have to be behind me.
I'm going fast.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so just, I kid you not, the ambulance will sit there and do like 2 miles an hour through the intersection because they figure somebody's going to clobber them in the side.
Wow.
And they probably would.
Wow.
So it's well-deserved. Now, I'm looking down this list, though, to see close to the state of Michigan because, you know, Michigan got 35th, so people are going to say, all right, well, neighboring states. Closest neighboring state, I'm still looking down the list, 20th.
Ohio.
20th.
Well, they have the Ohio Highway Patrol.
Yes
they do.
And, which is like the state animal in the state of Ohio, I
yes,
say. But,
and it's a for-profit business there,
oh, without
I
a
think.
Doubt. Without a doubt. And I have to say, just from my time living in Michigan previously, we always drove through Ohio very slowly. Because we realized we had a target on our bumper that said Michigan. They look for you if you're from out of state.
You always have to be careful on your way to Cedar Point. I know that from experience.
Indiana, number 29 in worst drivers.
And while it's not neighboring Illinois, that is close enough.
Yeah.
That's 21. Mm-hmm. So if you're going down to Chicago, that's where they rank. Wisconsin, 23, since they neighbor the UP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's... But that's basically it. So I guess here in this area, we know how to drive, sorta.
Well, if you want to know about Illinois drivers, all you have to do is drive on I-94.
Mm-hmm.
Half the cars on I-94 have Illinois license
plates. Oh yeah,
I've noticed that. The funny thing about it is, you notice they'll have the Illinois plates, and then in the window they have MSU alum.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them
all
live
right.
down there.
You know.
Oh yeah.
So, but now, in case people are interested, the best drivers in the country belong to Vermont.
Yep.
So if you want to go visit Bob Newhart.
Okay.
Took a little bit, but you got that. Thank you.
I'm old enough to understand your comment. Stayed in a little bed and breakfast
there. Yeah, a little,
Utah.
Inn.
Yes. Yeah. Utah, mm-hmm. another safe place.
Yes.
Minnesota, nearby, mm-hmm. a bastion of good drivers.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. And actually, Washington, D.C., not too bad. They come in at number 44 on the list. So and, if you happen to go visit Washington for any reason, you know, if you, I suppose you had to. But
South Carolina has some notoriety for some of the accomplishments of their drivers
mm-hmm.
That got them to number two on mm-hmm. the now you're talking bad drivers
you're
list.
Talking about the guys that have sponsors and numbers on the sides of their car, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. But, now I wanted to open this up, too, because how many of us have had that driving experience? You know, that experience where you're sitting here going, wow, I'm lucky to be alive after having driven through blank, whatever it be, whether it be Louisiana or Mississippi or Pennsylvania or Indiana.
Or a particular town.
Could be.
I mentioned Boston having very aggressive drivers. Montreal is mm-hmm. another interesting mm-hmm. place to drive. Nobody has their hands on the steering wheel. They they drive with their hands on the horn button.
Of course.
And if anything gets in their way.
That was a New York City thing.
You just start honking. You don't slow down. You honk.
But you know, maybe somebody listening will go, you know what? That's ridiculous because Michigan should be higher on that list.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Let's talk about it. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You know, honestly, I haven't had horrible driving conditions in the state of Michigan. I will say this, though. Years ago when I was doing, I think it was MapQuest Directions someplace, I was going someplace I'd never been before, and they mm-hmm. gave me directions, and I kid you not, it came along and it said, all right, turn on and take blah 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 highway, my next instruction, however many miles down the road, take the exit.
Oh.
It didn't tell me what exit, it just said take the exit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm ready to go. I have no idea where that is, but I'll take it.
And you did, and it worked?
Apparently it worked, yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay.
The funny thing is I knew what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
But it's only because I'd driven through there a lot and was like, oh, that, okay.
Take the exit.
Yes, take the exit. So maybe the survey is totally wrong. Maybe Michigan belongs a little higher on the list. Or maybe this is just a bastion of people who would make Grandma proud behind the wheel.
I'm trying to find where Florida is on this list.
Florida is number six.
Okay.
Florida's number six, which I guess that makes sense, particularly the tourist areas, which there's going to be a lot of those there, you know.
To what do you attribute the worst states being Louisiana, South Carolina, Mississippi, Texas, Alabama, and Florida? They're like sort of contiguous mm-hmm. states.
No, southern states. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are those states... it's not just one of them.
No. Well, looking over the states, I mean, you can sit here and go, okay, well, Louisiana, they got some tourist stuff there. South Carolina, certainly. Texas, yeah, but Mississippi.
Yeah.
I've driven through Mississippi. Ain't much there, I can tell you that.
Yeah. It's a good place to be from.
Let's hear for some callers. We've got one on the line here. If you'd like to call in, though, we've got an open line for you at 382-4280 and 877-382-4280. And what we have right now is Ozzy in Kalamazoo. Ozzy, go ahead.
Hi, Roger. And
hi. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. You know, I've lived in Houston and in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
commuted 40-minute commutes back and forth to work, and never was scared to be on the freeway until I hit here, Kalamazoo.
Really?
Well, maybe because we don't have this kind of weather, but, you know, they just drive like they're still on a spring day.
Yeah, that's true.
Any time of the year. So, I mean, driving through Houston especially, you know, you have these like 5-6-lane freeways,
mm-hmm.
and you get really nervous if you're not used to it, and then you just get used to it, and everybody goes with the flow of traffic. But here... you have somebody trying to go 70 miles an hour on a slippery day, and, you know, they're just irritated with you because you're trying to drive careful.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I just wanted to put my two cents.
Okay. Yeah. So you think that particularly this area should make Michigan just a little bit higher on that list of bad drivers?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Especially if people, you know, that are driving, coming through Michigan, and whether they're coming for the holidays or whatever, and they're excited to be here, I mean, they would just get trampled over if they happen to be in a rental car on the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So, anyways, you have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, thank you.
All right, you too.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yeah, especially people with four-wheel drive vehicles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I happen to be
careful. My wife's got one of those.
some people drive them in a sane manner. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping your wife does.
Yes, she does.
Some people don't understand that four-wheel drive doesn't help you stop.
Mm-hmm.
No. And just because you can get to 70 doesn't mean it's a safe, appropriate speed. I happened to be in southern Texas in a freak snowstorm. Victoria had the first snow in 100 years. And Bubba, in his four-wheel drive truck, had no idea that his truck was out of control when he was cruising down the highway at 70. And you'd see the brake lights go on and not blink once as the vehicles careened, hitting other cars, or there's long bridges over dry riverbeds
there. Mm-hmm.
And they froze first. And you'd see it hit the guardrails on both sides, but the lights would never blink once while the vehicle was sliding.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So interesting drivers throughout the country. You know what? We'll keep taking your phone calls, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Michigan ranks 35th on the list of worst drivers in America. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Where have you been that's been real bad? We'd love to hear from you as the show continues.
Weather brought to you by Westlake Drug, our family serving yours for over 35 years.
Okay, so we were talking about bad drivers. We got a few callers on the line, not a lot of time. So tell you what, we'll go to you and just ask you to be a little bit quick. Bill, you're up. Go ahead, quickly.
Bill?
Hello,
oh,
Bill.
Sorry.
There you go. Hi, Bill.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I was curious, where does Tennessee fit on that list?
Let me take a quick look here. And Tennessee is number 13.
I'd like to also make an honorable mention for the worst drivers. Is anybody from Ontario?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm a professional driver. I drive a limousine. Ontario people, you see them only bad driving for a very brief time because they're usually about 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Interesting.
I'd be in a hurry to get out of Ontario.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thanks for giving us a call.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Show continues. Keep it here. Portion of the program brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. Jeremy Lawrence, Roger Taylor here with you as we continue through your afternoon together. And, you know, there's an awful lot of people that enjoy movies, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot of people that like them. And this is a great time of year, really.
Ooh. Look at the list of movies that are being released week and the week following.
Sure.
Now, some of those are limited releases just to get in for Oscar consideration.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But still, there's quite a few things that come out this
month. I got a couple on my list of movies I'd like to see.
Well, for some people, on that list is the sequel to Anchorman.
Yes.
Which, that was, it took me a while to actually get to see the first one. It took a good bit of time because it was like, okay, all right, I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan.
Me either. So,
but I have to admit, after watching it, I enjoyed that one.
But can they carry that off a second time? Some of the charm, isn't it, because it was a surprise?
Well, I think to a certain degree, but I think for a lot of us that remember the 70s.
Yeah.
And what it was like then, and you know, and you know, what the news was like then, that kind of thing. It certainly was kind of like that. Oh yeah, That's actually pretty funny. So I'm doing a second one. It'll be interesting.
I'm a Morning Joe fan, and several people saw it over the weekend, and they were unanimous in that it exceeded their expectations.
Which, of course, for a sequel, you never know. It could be that your expectations are low because it's like, oh, okay, here's another opportunity to cash in.
Yeah.
Or maybe your expectations are up going, well, it's got to be as good as the first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, does this one hit it? I don't know. I've not seen it. I don't know that I will see it in the theater myself just because I'm a busy guy this time of year.
Well, so. And I don't know that that's a movie that you really need to see on the big screen to get the benefit of it.
Sure. But maybe somebody feels differently. Maybe somebody is sitting here right now saying, I love Lamp. Okay.
I don't
that's
know.
That's a line from the first one.
So. Oh, okay. I haven't seen the first one.
I never saw the first one.
I figured you were going to get that one in there. You know,
yeah.
That Roger, one. I knew, was just kind of like, oh, what? I don't know.
And I'm just like, what? What?
I figured you'd see. You haven't seen Anchorman.
No, I haven't.
Oh, gosh. You have to at some point.
That one's got to be on Netflix. Maybe I can.
I don't know if that's on Netflix or not.
Really?
I've searched it once or twice. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But maybe it's on there. I mean, that'd be a great way to market the second one. Hey, here's the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that happens frequently.
But nevertheless, if you're one of those people that says, hey, I love Lamp, or any of the other number of lines from that movie.
Okay.
We've got a couple of opportunities here.
Ooh.
For you to go see this. It actually opens in the area tomorrow.
And somebody gets to see it free?
Yeah.
Well, ooh.
Here's what we've got. Two pairs of tickets to go see these, and all you've got to do is answer this insanely hard question.
Yes.
Which I have to admit, when I heard the question, I did not know the answer.
When I heard the question, I did not have the answer, and I'm an alumni.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do it before we give you the question. The first two people that call with the correct answer will each win a pair of tickets to see Anchorman 2. So, without further ado, Michael, hit us with the question.
All right. What was Western Michigan University's nickname before they were called the Broncos?
Okay.
What year? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I actually did look up the year that they did change it.
And what year was that?
Well, I'll tell you after they answer.
That would be a hint.
Yes, that would be a hint.
All right. Okay.
So give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can get a pair of tickets to see Anchorman 2.
Before Western was the Broncos, what were they? I did not know the answer. I would not be going to the movie free on your friends at 590 WKZO.
See, I would have sat there and gone, the Broncos, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just that they've always been that, as far as I know, anyway.
Yeah, me too.
So
I'm old. And
I'm not arguing with that statement.
That's why I wanted to know what year they made this change.
It'll be interesting to hear. We've got some lines ringing right now, but definitely keep trying because you never know. The first couple of callers might just totally miss out on this.
Yeah, because not one but two winners, and each winner gets a pair of tickets.
Sure.
And
the interesting thing about Anchorman 2, if you're into a list of people that are in this, of course, in the first one you had Steve Carell, Will Ferrell, Christina Applegate, Luke Wilson, Vince Vaughn, Fred Willard. But in this one also Harrison Ford is in it.
Really?
Yeah. He is in this one.
Really?
Greg Kinnear is in this one.
Are these cameos?
No, this is part of the cast.
He plays a part. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, they do have a list of people that make cameos.
Okay.
Which, this is interesting as well. These are people that obviously just wanted to be a part of it because it was so much fun.
Sure.
Will Smith, Nicole Kidman, Jim Carrey, Tina Fey. This one particularly got me pumped up. Liam Neeson.
Wow.
I thought, why not? You know, Amy Poehler, Kanye West. Which they got a riff on him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they have to.
Yeah.
And apparently Green Day is in there as well, the group.
Wow.
So these are some of the people that are in this thing. So
and,
should be, should be fun. So apparently we have some winners, though.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And before you tell us what the name changed to, what year did the name change take place?
1939.
39, okay.
Even I wasn't around for that one.
Well, I thought you were.
No. I was born 10 years after that.
Okay.
So. Okay. We know it changed to the Broncos, so what was it beforehand?
They were once known as the Hilltoppers.
I can see why they changed
the
that.
And,
yep, that
yes.
was reference to the school's location on top of Prospect Hill.
Aha.
And they changed their name to the Broncos in 1939 to avoid confusion with other schools, such as the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Of course. Which remain the Hilltoppers to this day.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And they've got a really funky mascot, I must
add.
Yeah,
that add. Red blob.
Yeah, that
thing.
Red blob with the big mouth.
I've actually seen them play in person, and that red blob. Yeah, I don't understand. I've seen them in person, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, who are our winners of these tickets?
Our two winners were Tom Roberts and Nancy Saunders.
Okay. They knew.
Were they some of the first callers, or did you get a lot of wrong answers?
Tom was the first one that called, and he got it right. And then there was a second caller. They didn't get it right. Nancy was the third caller.
All right.
Were there any interesting guesses of what they were called?
The second caller guessed at Stallions, which actually I believe is the nickname for their club hockey team, or like one of their club hockey teams. And then he also guessed Mustangs, but I couldn't take the second guess, of course.
Right. You only get one.
You only get one chance.
Yeah. No, but those are logical guesses.
Yeah.
You got to give the guy some points for trying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the both of them. They get to go see Anchorman 2, not necessarily together, because they get pairs of tickets.
Yes.
So they could
They could go on the same night. You never know.
You never know. But,
and they get to see it at Celebration Cinema.
Celebration Cinema,
right
yes.
by Crossroads Mall, and the home of the IMAX.
Yes.
Here in town.
Excellent place to go see movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have to do that. It's been a while since I've been to the theater.
Yeah,
so
just out South Westridge.
Have to
skip
check
and
that
a jump
out.
From your place.
Yes, definitely. Yes. All right. So there you go, Anchorman 2. That's opening this week. It's amazing.
Yeah.
About
no,
that.
There's a lot of movies opening.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder, the Weather Service, the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids, has issued a winter weather advisory from Allegan County northward. So some of you in our listening area are not going to get the 3 inches potential here in Kalamazoo. You may get 3 to 5 and maybe even 6 in some favored areas.
Regardless, get out the shovels.
Yeah.
Or the snowblower.
Because it's going to snow.
We'll continue ahead. Keep it here. Okay, Roger, please don't sing. We continue on. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, Roger Taylor, as well as we're discussing the issues of the day. An interesting story, Roger. Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, now Minority Leader in the House, has privately, apparently it's not private anymore, because I'm telling you about it, but has privately urged the Obama administration to halt deportations for some illegal immigrants, saying that President Obama needs to use more discretion to reduce the number of people he's kicking out of the country.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We hear lots of conversation about a split in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Tea Party people and moderate Republicans.
Sure.
This is a sign that it's all not hugs and kisses on the Democratic side of mm-hmm. the equation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obama has been far more active in deporting illegals than was George Bush.
Well, and that's a stat that's surprising to some people when they hear that.
Yeah, yeah. But no, he has been somewhat aggressive in deporting people who are here without appropriate documentation. Mm. And here is the minority Speaker of the House mm-hmm. taking the president to task for that.
Now, she did say this. It was an interview with Telemundo and happened over the weekend. She says, our view of the law is that if somebody is here without sufficient documentation, that is not the reason for deportation. She says, if somebody has broken the law, committed a felony or something, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say this. If you're here illegally, if you're an illegal immigrant, you haven't come in the right way, the legal way, and that whole thing, isn't that breaking the law?
Well,
I kind of have to. I mean, if you want to break it down just the basics of it, isn't it breaking the law if you came here illegally to begin with?
Yes. Yes. I think the question is, what can we do with the large number of people who fall into that category?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the children of many of those people,
mm-hmm.
their children are U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, and some of these kids, I mean, they came here when they were like one or something like that.
Well,
and
many of them were born here.
And all they know is America.
Right.
You know.
And they don't even speak the language of the country that they're being mm-hmm. deported to.
And that's just one of those examples of what happens when we don't enforce our own laws. Really. Because if they would have put a stop to people coming illegally to begin with, here we are all these years later, we wouldn't have this group of people that consider America their home, but they're illegal.
True. But the question is, what are we going to do with this huge
mm-hmm.
problem?
Mm-hmm.
And deporting millions of people mm-hmm. is not a practical solution. First,
mm-hmm.
just that would be incredibly expensive.
Well, and given enforcement levels in the last several years, there's not the manpower to carry it out that way.
Exactly.
You know, there's ways to make it happen. But it would take some extreme measures, I think, to make it.
Because the sequester that both parties just allowed to happen
mm-hmm.
Actually cut funding for Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Their funding was cut, along with funding for lots of other government functions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I can see where Pelosi is saying,
mm-hmm.
If you come to the attention of law enforcement for other criminal activities,
mm-hmm.
one way to fix that problem short term is to send you back where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
It gets stickier when you are dealing with people who in all other aspects of their life are leading legal, quote, normal life in this country
mm-hmm.
and are
mm-hmm.
not involved in crime.
Sure.
And do we, by country's policy, want to break families up and separate parents from their children? It gets ugly when you really peel back the layers of the onion on this thing.
But on the other side of the issue, think about this. If you go ahead and say, all right, we're going to give people that are here illegally a chance to come and be legal, is that not sending a message to people who have yet to come across the border that, hey, come on across the border, we'll just make you legal? I mean, isn't that rewarding bad behavior if we do that?
If we seem,
or encouraging it,
if
really.
If we seem to have the ability to protect our borders,
Which we don't.
We wouldn't have this problem. Mm-hmm. And we still don't have the ability to protect our borders from illegal immigrants. And so how many times are you going to deport the same people? It's just an ongoing, very expensive process. We send them home, and they come right back.
They turn around. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
And I think that the other side of this that no one talks about, and lawmakers need to be talking about it, is ways to make legal immigration work better.
Yes.
Because there's just not that way to make it work well. There's nothing in place that makes it work well. How often do you have to wait in order for something to happen?
Right.
You know, how many years do they wait to get in? And that's part of the problem.
Well, and we are, in fact, a country of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
My ancestors are not native North Americans. I'm guessing yours were not.
No.
And all
no,
of
I don't,
us.
I don't think there were any native bald white guys around
here. Exactly. There weren't any balding, fat people of Scott ancestry here naturally either.
And there weren't any Irish here either.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we are a country of immigrants. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so we have a history of being able to do this sort of thing reasonably.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't seem to do it now with people having the ability to walk here.
Mm-hmm. I think
there were very few illegal Irish immigrants swimming the Atlantic to come ashore on Cape Cod.
Well, you look at the other part of the issue. I mean, the vast majority of illegals are coming in from Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not coming from Canada because things are decent there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've got good health care.
Yeah.
Well, that's not just
I thought that would get your attention.
Slip that one in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they have good bacon, if nothing else. You know, Canadian bacon.
Right. Right. And it's imported into our country.
But I think the thing that needs to happen, all things considered, is both sides of the issue, both sides of the debate need to sit down and come up with a deal.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to do these days because everybody wants to blame each other.
And
but
to do nothing is not an option.
No, to do nothing is to do something.
Yeah.
Really. It's to make the problem worse, and it already is bad.
Yeah. And
so you don't want to do that necessarily.
It's something that both parties need to work on and to approach it with some reasonableness.
All right. It's going to do it for the show today. Glad you joined us. Got CBS News coming up. Keep it here.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.